what are the duties of the woman towards her father-in-law and mother-in-law? And we often get this question from the sisters, especially from the subcontinent, from Pakistan, from India, from Bangladesh, and all the adjacent countries, or those even who had migrated to Europe or the States or Canada, but still have the culture within. So they often ask about the ruling, because it's kind of the customs there that once I get married, my wife becomes the servant of the house. She takes care of the house that is usually inhabited by my parents, sometimes by my brothers, and anyone in the family with me. So what is the ruling on the woman serving her in-laws? Is it mandatory? And the answer is no. And no one can force you to serve them. No one can make you do things that are not mandated by Islam. Isn't this Sheikh obeying my husband in what is known to be bil-ma'roof, in something that is considered to be something that is beneficial and good? It is beneficial. It is good, but it is not mandatory. I was not married to become a servant in your house. Now, if you're kind to me as a husband and you give me sweet talk and you compensate me, she might do this. But to force her and to threaten her that you'd divorce her if she doesn't do this, no, this is not your right. A wife's right is so great to the extent that you in Islam are forced to give her a separate house of her own. Not necessarily a villa, but a place where she can stay without any interference, a room of privacy, a bedroom with a bathroom, and a kitchen, a separate kitchen for her. This can't be a part of the house, it's okay, but this is her quarters. You don't have the right to force her to live with her in-laws, to see your sisters every morning and the evening, and they coming into her room, taking some of her jewelry, saying bad things, giving remarks that she may not tolerate. So this is her right. Now, if she does this because she is a good person and she loves you, then you should be appreciative of that.